I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Patience is growing thin in Turkey. Police cleared out Taksim Square yesterday, and Turkey's prime minister says protests will no longer be tolerated. Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton says,
if that was tolerance, it's hard to kind of picture what zero tolerance is going to look like.
When looking at the situation in Turkey, it's easy to think of Egypt. Violence that started there 2 years ago has become a fight for religious freedom.
As we're praying for Turkey, we need to pray with that in our mind, and we need to pray against that. We need to pray for the protection of our brothers and sisters.
Meanwhile, if you gave a Bible to 10 people from India, chances are that three of them couldn't read it. India has an illiteracy rate of 27%, and that's why Audio Scripture Ministries has a studio in Bangalore, India, to record God's Word in audio. Now, the studio was functional, but in need of a facelift. Tom Dudenhofer says they recently got the green light to build the studio.
Having these studios in place allows the local national believers to take ownership of what God needs to do in their countries.
But they need more funds. You can help spread the gospel across the ocean. Just visit our featured links. And when American parents send their kids to school, they spend an average of about $130 on shoes. But 300 million kids around the world will go to school this year without any shoes. Last week, a couple in England gave up their shoes for a 4-mile barefoot walk. Deb and Nigel did it to promote awareness for the children who need shoes. They raised over $1,300 for a Kids Alive International partner who is supporting impoverished kids in Christ's love. Will you pray? Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. To get your free copy, give us a call at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org, and click on the link. I'm Ruth Kramer.